Hello and welcome to the recording of our Community News Autumn 2025 Edition 55. This is Leah Taff, the CEO at Community Living and Respite Services, reading our community news for you. On our front page, we've got a picture of our Run Echukamoama working group, because the Run Echukamoama won the community event of the year for the Murray River Council. We were delighted to win that award in January 2025, and this wouldn't be possible without the support of our sponsors, volunteers, participants, community, and both Campaspeshire Council and Murray River Council. We want to thank our event and major sponsors, Moama Bowling Club, Cosgrove Lawyers, Riverine Herald, 102.5 Edge FM, Work Locker Echuca, Radiant Media Productions, Beechworth Bakery Echuca, EDG Projects Australia, Fast Finish Event Timing, and Revolution Print for their support. My message on page two is it's been a very busy few months since our last community news. Run Echukamoama was named Murray River Council's Community Event of the Year. Riverboats Music Festival was a great success. And lastly, we held our 17th annual fundraising dinner. Curtis McGrath, OAM, was our guest speaker for the event, and wow, he was brilliant. His story of losing his legs while on duty in Afghanistan in 2012, representing Australia in the Paralympics just 4 years later in 2016, and all that he has achieved is truly incredible. I would recommend reading his book, Blood, Sweat and Steel. I'm thrilled to share that we raised $83,197 on the night, thanks to the generous support of our community. The total raised through the fundraising dinners has now exceeded $1 million, which is an amazing achievement. The work of all the fundraising committees over the years who delivered these 17 events has made this possible, as has the incredible support for our dinner. The generous support of our business community in donating items, vouchers and professional services enables us to raise these funds, and CLRS is grateful for every bit of support we receive. At the dinner, we released a video called Out of Home Care, Safeguarding the Future, which shares the story of the 24/7 residential care services we provide to children and young people. This has been released on our Facebook and Instagram, and would love you to share this with your family, friends and colleagues. I'd also like to thank Jim Cosgrove, who was an outstanding MC. He kept the event to time and kept our guests entertained and engaged. Troy O'Brien and Gary Wood delivered a great auction, and their support is appreciated. We are already looking forward to next year's event and would like to encourage anyone who would like a table or a ticket to let us know. This year's event was at capacity and tables sold out before Christmas. For the next couple of pages, we have pictures of the 17th annual fundraising dinner, and you'll see pictures of our major sponsors, people enjoying the night, and some pictures of Curtis McGrath. We have a report on the Riverboats Music Festival, which was an absolute blast, and we're thrilled to say that we sold out of raffle tickets across the three-day weekend, thanks to the support of the amazing crowd. They also shopped up big at our marquee that was on site for the weekend, which was filled with generous donations from our recyclability programme. In total, we raised $7,100. We made $5,700 from the raffle tickets, and this money goes directly to our Opening Doors project, Building Homes for People with Disability. And we made $1,400 from recyclability on-site marquee sales that go directly back into our recyclability programme. A huge shout-out to our dedicated volunteers who sold a staggering 1,200 raffle tickets in just 3 days. We had generous contributions from Work Locker Echuca, who printed our bright blue t-shirts, making us impossible to miss in the crowd, and Echukamoama Signs for donating the signage for our marquee and A-frames. A very big thank you also goes to our wonderful raffle sponsors, the Riverboats Music Festival, Junction Moama, Port of Echuca and the Murray River Tea Rooms. And that story is also accompanied by pictures of people volunteering for us across the weekend and the winners of the raffle prizes. We also have a save the date for Run Echukamoama, which will happen on Sunday the 3rd of August. Registrations will open in late April 2025, so stay tuned to our social media pages or website for updates and the exact launch date. If you're interested in volunteering at Run Echukamoama, please reach out to us at events@clrs.org.au. Thank you for listening.